So we are starting with the fifth sutra from chapter 1. Having attained which devotion, he cares for nothing, never grieves, never hates, never delights. In anything he finds no urge or enthusiasm for sense enjoyment. So a person who has attained the highest devotion, he cares for nothing, never grieves. There is no grief in this person's world. Never hates anybody. He never delights in anything. So there is no delight in the person. He's not going to jump up with joy or dance or something like that. And he finds no urge or enthusiasm for sense enjoyments. There are different kinds of sense enjoyments which we had studied as of yesterday. The sense enjoyments connected to the sense organs and the organs of action. There are the five sense organs which we know. Hearing, touching, seeing, all those. And the organs of action are connected to the hands, the legs and all. That means we grasp things, we walk, talk. Those are the things that we perform with the organs of senses and action. Now, everybody finds delight in that. Now, the word delight is actually a misnomer over here. Delight doesn't actually mean, oh, enjoying like that. It means the senses are enjoying that action. Suppose the eyes have to enjoy an object, it need not be pleasant also. You see, when we look at an object, it has to be pleasant. It has to look nice. Not necessarily. The enjoyment which we speak about can be the reverse also. It could be a torture also. It could mean very simply that I don't like this, but yet I am doing this. Now, you may like a sherbet. It's sweet to taste. You may like grape juice. It's sweet. But there are bitter juices. The bitter ones are bitter gourd juice. Suppose you are to take that. You will immediately make a face and say, oh, it is so bitter. Or if you take just a lemon juice without the sugar in it, then what happens? You will crinkle up your nose and say, oh, it's not good. But your senses are enjoying it. Now the word senses are enjoying it means what? Your entire tongue has got the sense of taste, isn't it? Now in various places on the tongue, there are these sensory perceptions which are happening. In some places you get the sense of sweetness. Some place you may get sour, some place you may get bitter. Isn't that what happens? The nerve endings which are connected to the bitter are actually enjoying the bitterness coming towards them. The nerve endings which are towards the sweeter aspect of it will enjoy the sweeter ones. Whatever you eat, whatever do you drink, if it is sweet, that particular portion gets activated and it tells you that this is sweet. Hearing. You see, when you hear something, there could be a pleasant sound. And I'm sure if you go to a club or a discotheque or some such place, or you go to a show where they play loud music, 10,000, 20,000 watts of just bang, 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 bang going on. Everybody is shouting and yelling and doing all kinds of things. Isn't that also an enjoyment? So in your ears, there's a place where you may like the pleasant sound and you can also like the harsh one. Sometimes when we use speech, now remember, when I use the tongue, I'm using it for sensing something. What am I sensing? The sweetness, the sourness, and so on and so forth. But the same tongue Rather, I should call it the voice box that is there connected to. Now, this is going to enjoy. So, the speech, we have organs of action. Remember, five organs of action. The organs of action are two hands, two legs, the genitals, the anus, and the organ of speech. You do action with it. Now, the same organ of speech sometimes speaks very beautiful words, and sometimes it derides another person. The same organ of speech can be used for saying something terrible about another person. That is also called sense enjoyment. So, here Narada is saying, having attained which, he cares nothing. He doesn't care. The devotee of God doesn't care. Doesn't bother his head about the sweet sense or the bitter or the sour or whatever. He doesn't care whether he is hearing good words or bad words. He doesn't bother about speaking also. He doesn't like or hate anything. You see, when you hear somebody speak ill about you, when you hear those words, you immediately start deriding that person. A true devotee doesn't utter a single word against another person. The devotee doesn't even bother. So he says he never grieves. Grief comes to a person because of various reasons. You know, we get upset. Now, how many people are dead today? Nearly 21,000. It's a big number. How many people are affected? 4,70,000 people are affected just now at this given moment in time. It's a big figure. Because of this COVID-19, so many people are affected. And imagine someone very close to you, could be a friend, could be a relative, is affected by it. You will immediately be under grief. So many people have become homeless because they don't have jobs. You have seen people go from one place to the other walking. From Delhi, the people have started walking because there is no transport available. They want to go to their native place because they don't have food to eat also. So at such times, do you feel bad about them? Yes. You feel sad about things going on in this world? Yes. You feel upset because people are going in doing something wrong? Yes. There are people who are enjoying parties. You feel bad about it. Somebody uploaded a video of travelers coming back to Australia from different parts of the world, and they were all in a cluster. And everywhere at the airport was written, stay 1.5 meter away from the next person. Social distancing is what is mentioned over there. But everybody was crowding in. People had come from all over the world, from China, from Europe and all that, and they were at this Australian airport. And somebody uploaded this video. When the officer over there was asked, why is he not implementing it 1.5 meters away, nearly 5-6 feet? He says, what am I to do? He never cared for it. So at such point in time, don't you feel angry? What is he doing? The people are going to enter Australia. They will spread that virus. You don't even know that. So you feel sad. You feel upset because somebody is doing something wrong. Your boss treats you badly. You get totally upset. Why is my boss behaving like this? Your downline is overriding you and going and talking to all the bosses possible. What happens to you? You immediately get very upset, angry. Why? How can this person do this to me? Well, this is what Narada says. A true devotee, he doesn't care. He doesn't grieve for anything. He never delights in anything. He doesn't feel nice about anything. He never hates anybody. He doesn't say anything. and he finds no urge or enthusiasm for sense enjoyment. He doesn't feel bad. He doesn't feel, I have to go and do this. There is a law which says, you know, you just have to do social distancing. Okay? Most of the people are upset. They're angry. They're saying, why should I stay away? On the contrary, I will call a lot of people to my place. Well, the urge is there. Urge. It is called the urge. When you are told not to do something, the urge grows in a person. Don't do this. Who the hell are you to tell me I shouldn't do this? I am going to do this. Well, why is that? A true devotee of the Lord doesn't even have urges of any kind. No urge of any kind. He doesn't like any sense enjoyment. He doesn't have the enthusiasm. Oh, I feel like enjoying myself. He doesn't even bother about that. So the devotee of the Lord, he's not an idiot, by the way. He understands that everything is worthless. What is the point in getting angry? What is the point in getting upset? What is the point in, you know, feeling very nice about things? In his world, the only thing which he can feel nice about is the God. The only thing that he's supposed to be feeling good about is the divine consciousness. He is not bothered about the rest of the people or things that are happening around him. So, this is what the verse is talking about.